with New Tech Seed.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Red Cloud, the end of the Red Cloud Triangular. One more match to go with the Blue Hill Bobcats and the Red Cloud Warriors. We've got our starting lineup coming up your way, brought to you by New Tech Seed. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, proud sponsors of our volleyball game of the week starting lineup. And we'll have it for you coming up here in just a moment. We are just wrapping up our pregame. Rob Austin and Tyson Urbanek with you. We've had two pretty decent matches of volleyball to get things started on the evening, and now we're going to wrap it up with this cross-county rivalry. Starting lineups will be coming your way. We'll get things going here for the Blue Hill Bobcats. On the outside will be Markie Coffey. She's a 5'5 junior. Markie Coffey did a great job in that first. She'll take over on the outside position. On the opposite side will be Desi Komacher. Desi is a 5'7 senior. And we are going to take a quick break, and then we'll come right back with our starting lineups. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5.
He was America's first TV heartthrob. And the timeless music of Ricky Nelson lives on at the Red Cloud Opera House Thursday, October 1st.
I went to a garden party.
And now, Ricky's sons, Matthew and Gunnar Nelson, carry on the family music tradition with the show Ricky Nelson Remembered. You'll hear all your favorite Ricky Nelson songs Thursday, October 1st, with two shows at 6 o'clock and again at 8:30 at the Red Cloud Opera House.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stuff.
For all your furniture and flooring needs, stop at Blue Hill Furniture. In business since 1889, Blue Hill Furniture has the stability, selection, and quality of larger stores to go with friendly service and competitive prices. Top brand names, too. If you're looking for a single piece or an entire room, Blue Hill Furniture will take care of you. Better Buys in Blue Hill, located at 501 West Gage. For your convenience, they accept Visa and MasterCard. Blue Hill Furniture proudly supports Blue Hill Athletics and Academics.
Red Cloud Grain proudly supports high school athletics. Visit redcloudgrain.com for up-to-the-minute cash prices on grain. Red Cloud Grain wishes everyone a safe and prosperous harvest.
Since 1908, Williams Funeral Home has been serving the people of South Central Nebraska and North Central Kansas with a tradition of service. Three locations in Red Cloud, Superior, and Edgar proudly supporting local high school athletics.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Red Cloud. Rob Austin, Tyson Urbanek with you. Snuck in the national anthem on us. Wondering if we were going to get to hear that tonight. Kind of interrupting up our starting lineup. So we'll try it one more time. Your starting lineup is brought to you by New Tech Seed. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, proud sponsors of the starting lineup for the Blue Hill Bobcats. One more time on the outside. Markie Coffey, the 5'5 junior with the start. Along with her is Desi Komacher. Desi Komacher, the hard-hitting 5'7 senior. In the middle, Alyssa Willicott, a 5'11 senior, and Jordan Atwater is a 5'8 sophomore. On the right side in the back row will be Madison Coffey. She's a 5'9 senior. Maggie Coffey on the other side is a 5'5 junior in the libero. Is Kristen Komacher, 5'4", senior. That's your Blue Hill Bobcat starting lineup for the Red Cloud Lady Warriors. On the outside, Michaela Kuchera is a 5'6", junior. Taylor Neiman is on the right side. She's a 5'7", sophomore. Makes that a 5'7", junior. In the middle, Caitlin Schreiner is a 5'7", senior, also in the middle. Will be Brittany Lewis. She's a 5'8 junior. Center is Kate Hunter Bailey. She's a 5'5 sophomore. And the libero is a 5'3 sophomore. I missed a caster, and I missed somebody in here somewhere. Got Brittany Lewis in the middle. That's pretty much all you need for Red Cloud. Along with the host of others, Michaela Kuchera, I mentioned that the 5'6 junior, she'll be starting on the outside. So that's your starting lineup for the Red Cloud Lady Warriors. Their head coach, Brooke Lewis, And we've got one more match to go, and it's going to be a good one. The gym, nice and packed. You got your Blue Hill fans. You got your Red Cloud fans. I'm not sure if there's anybody left in the town.
Oh, big Twin Valley Conference rivalry here tonight, and it will go a long way towards the team season.
Absolutely, and I'm just, you know, the anticipation that gets you, like which team's really going to show up, because Red Cloud showed some serious sparks. The score did not indicate it against Shelton. Red Cloud showed some sparks in there, and they showed a little bit of character in here. This is Blue Hill. Blue Hill showed a lot of character and a lot of sparks, and they took one set from Shelton. We'll see if that took anything out of them, and if Red Cloud can benefit from the rest in between, or if it's going to cost them to catch back up. We're about to find out. It's going to happen right here in front of us anyway, so put the nerves aside. Let's get in here and play some serious volleyball. It's the Red Cloud Warriors and the Blue Hill Bobcats. You've been listening to the Kerr Chevrolet pregame show. Kerr Chevrolet is Hastings' only No Worries GM certified used dealership. Shop Kerr Chevrolet and find out why. We are just about to get underway. Blue Hill set to receive to serve for Red Cloud. Looks like Michaela Kachera is going to get starting nod for the Warriors, and we should get our final match of the night underway about 40 minutes later than we kind of expected, but we've had some good volleyball along the way. Service clears the net. Kachera gets it going. Red Cloud now warming up. Good set in the middle on the left side. Hard shot. Morgan Long was there. Stay for the Warriors, and into the net go the Bobcats. Red Cloud will pick up that crucial first point. Michaela Kachera, one more time, winds up, lets it go from the middle of the backcourt. That is up, working on the left side. Hard shot, tries to go down the line. Alyssa Willicott did, and it just failed out of bounds, untouched. And Red Cloud stretches the lead to two. Kachera steps into it, lets it fly. It's picked up nicely by Desi Comachers. Coffey makes the set, sent over Red Cloud to handle. On the right side, adjusting underneath it, Taylor Neiman lets it go, and it's going to go right back to her. And Blue Hill will pick up their first points of the match. Down by one, 2-1 to serve Madison Coffey. Coffey, a 5'9 senior. Rears back, lets it fly. It's picked up, some confusion in the backcourt for Red Cloud. Will knock things up at two for Blue Hill. Good placement on the service from Madison Coffey. Coffey shooting for the tweener. They're three deep for Red Cloud. Service picked up. Morgan Long is there. She'll take her position on the left side. Blocked at the net by Blue Hill. Alyssa Willicott was there. Bobcats reload. Willicott one more time down the net. It's going to be picked up by Red Cloud. Now sent over hard and out of bounds by Marky Coffey of the Bobcats. Out of bounds it goes. Red Cloud picks up the lead. They pick up the serve, up 3-2. Caitlin Schreiner to serve. She's on the right side. She picks it up. It's going to sail. Nice pickup by Kristen Comacher to save for Blue Hill. Hard shot from Desi Comacher. Shot's going to drop in for Blue Hill. We're tied up back up at 3, and it just hit me all of a sudden. What's different about Blue Hill out here? They're wearing their blue jerseys. They can wear the blue jerseys now because Shelton's not here. So they're in their accustomed uniform. Some miscommunication in the middle of the court for Blue Hill will give Red Cloud back the serve. Red Cloud also takes the lead now, 4-3. Taylor Neiman winds up, kicks it, lets it fly. Quick set, very quick set. Madison Coffey saw the empty spot, pushes it over, gets the point for Blue Hill. We're tied up at 4, and this is how we kind of expected the match to go, back and forth, 1-1-1. In to serve, Morgan Akinye. She's going to let it go. Picked up by the libero, Anissa Caster. Blue Hill loading up now on the left side. Hard shot. Desi Comacher thunders one down, gets the point. Blue Hill regains the lead, 5-4. Morgan Akinye continues the service to 5-4 junior. Rears up, lets it go. Picked up, going to sail out of bounds, into the wall and hard. Well, it's Morgan Long. She's no worse for the wear. 2-point lead now for Blue Hill. Morgan Akinge continues with the hot service. She'll wind up, float this one over. It's going to be played by Kuchera. Sent over by Long. Desi Komacher is there. She'll throw it back and get it in the back row. No one home for Red Cloud. It's a 3-point. Blue Hill lead 7-4. Morgan Akinge now. Rattling off the serve. Winds up. Pops it over. Back up. Got a whistle and didn't see what the call was. I'm guessing you're going to call it a carry. 8-4. The score. Good rally for the Bobcats. Hard serve. This one's going to be picked up by Kuchera. Sent over free ball now for Blue Hill. Set it up. Madison Coffey works on the right side. Tried to give it to Nagy Coffey, and Coffey launches it out of bounds. Are we going to get a touch? We are. Partially blocked at the net. Blue Hill will be the benefactor. 9-4 at the 5-point lead. 6 in a row for Blue Hill and Morgan Akinge. She'll let it fly. Picked up by Castor. In the middle, hard shot. Brittany Lewis gets it to go. Lewis in the middle. That's exactly what Red Cloud needed to do. They'll cut the lead to 4. It's a 9-5 ball game. In to serve, Emma Boers, 5'5 junior. Let's the serve fly. Into the net it goes. Bobcats get it back. Doubled up on the Warriors now in the first set. 10-5 to serve. Maggie Coffey, she'll work that left side of the service line. She'll rear back, pop it over. Red Cloud covers. Shot goes over in the middle, wide open. Great shot by Jordan Atwater, the 5'8 sophomore in the right spot. Saw it fed to her perfectly and gets the point for Blue Hill. Up now by 6. Maggie Coffey toes the line, throws it over, tries to drop it in. Good hustle by Michaela Kuchera. Bobcats now on the left side. Desi Komacher tries to get it to go. Red Cloud scrambling to get it over. Going to get a carry called, I imagine. Around the net. That's what it was. Around the outside. Bobcats pick up the point. 7-point lead now. 12-5. Maggie Coffey lets it go. Picked up nicely by Taylor Neiman. Brought over by the Warriors. Loading up. Bobcats trying to get it going, and Brittany Lewis can't get out of the way. Bobcats will pick up the point. We're going to get a Red Cloud timeout. 13-5 is our score. 5 straight points for the Bobcats. We'll take a break. Be right back with more high school volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back to Red Five. Blue Hill run right now, 13-5 in action. The Red Five is playing. Looking for the Bobcats. He got me. Right side now. Lines up on the floor. Red Five covers. Works the right side hard. Freddie Lewis got a hold of it. Gets there to cover. Responding in kind, hard hit from Desi Komacher. It's going to be a battle on the outside all night long. This time, Brittany Lewis is going to come up with a point for Red Cloud and get them back to service, and more importantly, try to close that gap at the 7-point lead for Blue Hill, 13-6. Brittany Lewis will take over service. 5'11 or 5'8 junior launches one, picked up nicely by Desi Komacher on the right side. Komacher gets it to go. Desi had that spot. She's got that touchdown, and she just thundered that ball over with and gets the Bobcats back the ball with an 8-point lead, 14-6. Desi Komacher winds up, launches a hard one over. It's a spinner, but picked up by Red Cloud. Off the partial block, Red Cloud's going to get the point. Madison Coffey had a wall on the right side. It went off her fingers and dropped in the open spot on the net. Red Cloud with the ball, back to serve. Hunter Bailey, Bailey's shot is picked up by the Bobcats, trying to go across the court. But Markey Coffey out of bounds, the ball goes 14-8. Service continues from Hunter Bailey. Bailey winds up, floats one over. Picked up by Kristen Gomacher, the libero. On the right side, hard shot. Madison Coffin came a long way to get it. Thunders it down, across the court. Catches the Red Cloud Warriors out of position. Gets the point, 15-8 is our score. Back to serve now. Jordan Atwater, the 5'8 sophomore, jumps, drops it in. Picked up in the backcourt. Now it's the Bobcats reloading as the service went right back to Blue Hill. One more time, free ball for the Bobcats on the right side. Hard hit. Madison Coffey was there. On the right side, Red Cloud trying to switch things up a little bit, working that outside now. Backing into position now, the Warriors regroup. Good play by Taylor Neiman to keep the ball. Trambling free ball brought back by Cass. A good play by Red Cloud, but it's Bobcats reloading for you for Red Cloud. 17-8. Maggie Coffey in on that one for the Bobcats. Hard shot way out of bounds. Ted Shirley just running for cover on that one. 17-9, the score. Red Cloud gets it back. Down by 8. Kayla Kachera to serve one more time for Red Cloud. She steps into it, floats one over, picked up nicely by Desi Komacher. Touch, it's going to have to be a free ball back for Blue Hill as the Warriors couldn't do anything with it. Hard shot, good block by the front line. It was a good setup by Caitlin Schreiner and Morgan Long. They don't have the height, but boy, they had position on that one. Good block at the net. Gets the point for the Red Cloud Warriors. 17-10. Warriors trail. The chair of service just out of bounds. 18-10. Blue Hill back in business. Madison Coffey back to serve. Steps up from deep back. It's going to be picked up, played by Morgan Long. Hard shot goes out of bounds. No touch. Red Cloud loses the serve, or loses the point, rather. Blue Hill picks it up by 9 now, 19-10. Hard service from Coffey, fed perfectly to Alyssa Willicott, but picked up and fielded by the Warriors. Hard shot on the left side. Marky Coffey got the spike, touched by the Warriors. One more time, double left by the Bobcats, 20-10 over Red Cloud. Madison Coffey rears back, lets it go off the net. Warriors can't play it, and they looked a little flat on that exchange. Rotation now put in by the Red Cloud Warriors, 21-10 the score. Three back deep for Red Cloud. Going down to get a good play by Red Cloud. Diving effort, and Blue Hill won't be able to get to it. Good effort. Kristen Komacher got a piece on it. Megan Coffey made a diving effort. Bobcats out there hustling. Point belongs to the Warriors. 21-11 at the 10-point. Bobcat lead in the middle. Hard shot. Finds the bottom of the court. Alyssa Willicott comes up big. Gets the point for Blue Hill. 22-11. Marky Coffey with the serve for Blue Hill. She'll wind up. Caster makes the handle. Nobody there? No. Sliding in the last minute was Taylor Neiman. Red Cloud sends it over. Bobcats can't get to it. Out of bounds it goes. 22-12, our score. Red Cloud with the service. Taylor Neiman over on the right third of the course, of the court, rather. Hard shot just clears the net. Kirsten Komacher goes down to get it. Hard thundering shot by Desi Komacher. Returned by Morgan Long. Drops in. Red Cloud cuts into that Bobcat lead. Service continues from Taylor Neiman. 22-13. Neiman lets it fly. Played hard and trying to get it now. With the Bobcats off the ball, they can't get it. Marky Coffey had the ball go off the wrong side of her arm. And the Bobcats couldn't bring it under control. 22-13. 14, our score here in the first set. Service is up. Good play by Alyssa Willica. Desi Kovacher lets it go. Diving effort as the Warriors make the cover. In the middle, Lewis gets it to go. Picked up by Markey Coffey on the left side. Desi Kovacher gets it off the block, drops in. Point belongs to the Bobcats. Service back. It'll be Morgan Ockingay coming back in to serve for Blue Hill. 23-14 is our score. Bobcats in control. Ockingay, service just clears the net. Caster goes down to get it. Sets up the middle perfectly for Blue Hill, but into the net. It goes. Blue Hill will pick up the point. Set point now, 24-14. Ockingay winds up, just clears the net. Played nicely by Kuchera. Red Cloud trying to stay in it. Shot goes in. It covers the net. Red Cloud will get the point. 24-15. Set point remains for the Bobcats. Ockingay steps out. Back in now the libero. Kristen Komisser to serve Emma Borer of Red Cloud. She'll side one in. Picked up nicely by the Bobcats. She has the Komisser. Hammers one down. Hits the Kuchera above the shoulders, and Blue Hill will take the first set, 25-15. And that's how our first set will come to an end. We'll take a break and come right back with our Allens of Hastings mid-set break. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Gangwish Seed Farm Supply in Shelton wishes the Shelton Bulldogs the best of luck this year. You worked hard to make the team, so play hard and have fun. A proud sponsor of today's game, Gangwish Seed Farm Incorporated in Shelton. Good luck, Bulldogs.
Theobald Law Office would like to wish the Red Cloud Lady Warriors good luck in all sports this year. Theobald Law Office proudly supports the Red Cloud High School and surrounding communities.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Red Cloud. Rob Osmond, Tyson Urbanek with you. Cloud Warriors dropped the first set, 25-15, and that's a different Red Cloud team than we saw in the first match.
I think a lot of it is because Blue Hill is taking advantage of every single weak spot. Blue Hill's been playing shots from the middle, they've been playing shots from the outside, and they're just keeping Red Cloud guessing. They're keeping them on their toes. And right now, Red Cloud has not made the adjustments that they made against the Shelton team. When Shelton was doing the exact same thing that Blue Hill is doing in this game, only Red Cloud is making the defensive adjustments. They have ceased to make the defensive adjustments in this set.
See, and that's kind of just the opposite of what we expected. I expected the physical ability of the girls to be called into question. They're both pretty lively. They're moving around, but Red Cloud getting kind of caught out of position this time and playing on their heels a little bit.
Yeah, you're exactly right. So far, Atwater has performed brilliantly for Blue Hill. She was kind of quiet in that first game against Shelton, but she come alive here with four kills in the match.
And they'll need more solid play out of her to put away, because it looked like Blue Hill was hesitant to put the game away. They had a lead, and they just didn't have that kill instinct to finish it.
Yeah, they did appear to get stopped a little bit at the end, but then when you factor in Desi Komisser, she'll always give you a powerful boost to the finish, and she did there in that first set.
All right, that's going to wrap up our Allens of Hastings mid-set break, brought to you by Allens. You get more Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Second set action coming your way. Blue Hill up 1-0. Both teams fell to Shelton earlier on the night, but here we are head-to-head in this cross-county rivalry. Blue Hill with the service to get things started. It'll be Madison Coffey to get things started for the Bobcats. She'll wind up. Second set underway. Stepping up. Nice coverage by Brittany Lewis. Bobcats try to get it going. Good stick by Hunter Bailey to keep it alive, but Blue Hill's going to get the point to get things started. A couple key plays in there. Brittany Lewis and Hunter Bailey stepping up for the Warriors, but the Bobcats get the point. Madison Coffey lets number two fly over. On the left side, diving effort. Bobcats can't get to it. Hard shot by Taylor Neiman. Set that up. The Bobcats had to react to that one. Tied up at one. Substitution now. Emma Borer will head to the bench. Morgan Long in for the Warriors. Back to serve, Michaela Kuchera. Right at the middle of the back line. She'll step up, drop it over. Picked up by Desi Komisser. Set from Madison Coffee, brought down in the middle for Blue Hill. Partial block as Alyssa Willicott was able to get up there. Bobcats trying to recover. Hard shot. Marky Coffee came up from the back row on the left side and drives it home for the Bobcats. They're up 2-1. Marky Coffee with the service for Blue Hill. Marky lets it fly. It's going to be picked up by Morgan Long. In the middle, one more time, Taylor Neiman lets it go. Here come the Bobcats. It's going to be covered off the block by Red Cloud. Shot goes over. Madison Coffey there for Blue Hill. Punched over at the last minute by Desi Komacher. Red Cloud reloads along the net, into the net. Goes Red Cloud. Point will belong to the Bobcats. Now up by 2-3-1. Marky Coffey, one more time, drops this one up right in the middle, covered by the Warriors. In the middle, right into the face of Alyssa Willicott, and right back in, Bobcats stretch the lead to 3 now, 4-1. That battle in the middle right there, last one here by the Bobcats. Marky Coffey stepping up for it for the Warriors was Morgan Long. Red Cloud trying to battle through the block. Alyssa Willicott had her hands all over it. Launched out of bounds. Jesse Komacher can't get the angle. Sends it out of bounds. Red Cloud will get it. Down by 2. 4-2 is the score. Caitlin Schreiner with the service. Shot is up. It's picked up by Marky Coffey. On the right side, off the block. Alyssa Willicott gets it. Warriors are there to cover. Hard shot. Picks up Morgan Long. Launched it for the Warriors, and then on the other side, it's Desi Komacher one more time. Off the block with a hard shot. Just a short little jab, that's all it is, and that's all she needs, because she gets a lot of zip on that ball. Bobcats now up by 3-5-2. Warriors trouble at the net, can't get it to go. Even out of position. Bobcats stretch the lead now. It's Morgan Ockengay. Serving for Blue Hill, up by 4. Her shot is up. It's picked up by Michaela Kuchera. And we're going to get into the net. Some sort of call that gives it to Red Cloud. It didn't look like anyone was in the net. Didn't look like a carry. Back to serve, Taylor Neiman. She'll let it go. It's going to be handled by Marky Coffey. Hard shot. In the middle. Boy, Desi Komacher wanted that one, but the Warriors were there to cover. Anissa Caster made the nice return from that libero position, and Red Cloud will pick up the point now, down by 2, 6-4. Neiman steps up, just clears the net, did it touch the line? Yes. Neiman picks up a critical ace and brings the Warriors back within 1, 6-5. Taylor Neiman on a streak for Red Cloud. That's a shot in the arm the Warriors needed. Shot's over. Just clears the net. Diving is Kristen Komacher. Out of bounds it goes. Our second set. Tied up 6-6. 4 points in a row for Red Cloud. They started the series down by 2. They've tied it up. Pushed over by Madison Coffey. Red Cloud scrambles. It'll be a free ball if they can get it over. They do. Bobcats load up on the left side. Hard shot. Bringing it down. Desi Komacher again wraps the ball down. Gets Bobcats back on top of the scoreboard. 6-7. Maggie Coffey will pick up the serve for Blue Hill. Her shot is going to be launched just out of bounds. Red Cloud gets it back, ties it up at 7 to serve Emma Borer. Red Cloud now stepping up their level of play and steps for the service, goes into the net from Borer. Bobcats will get the lead back, up by 1, Desi Komacher to serve for Blue Hill. Desi thunders one over, gets the ace. Taylor Neiman couldn't make the play, it was a hard shot. Tough to return at the 2-point Bobcat lead. Desi Komacher, 5'7 senior, winds up, launches this one over, and self-defense from Taylor Neiman one more time. That ball, you could put an eye out with that one. That had a serious dip on it. Jesse Komacher thunders the ball over at the three-point Bobcat lead. One more time. Castro can't handle it. What's that, 3 8s in a row? Jesse Komacher racking him up for the Bobcats. I knew all those years of math would pay off for me. 11-7 our score. Substitution now for the Warriors into the ballgame. Taylor Goetz, 5'4 sophomore, comes in. Taylor Neiman sits down. Did we just get another ace? Four in a row. Desi Komacher has found the spot on the court that she likes, and it's all over. It's any spot that she wants to hit it to. 12-7. Is it going to be five? You bet. Caster makes a diving effort. Good placement by Desi Komacher. We're going to get a Red Cloud timeout. It's the perfect time for one. 5 aces in a row for the Bobcats up. 13-7. We'll take a quick break and be right back with more volleyball on the Breeze. 94.5 KLIQ, KLIQFM.com.
This fall, look for Samuelson Equipment Company's Harvest Demo on a farm near you. Front and center will be the John Deere 9770 STS Combine with AutoTrac Road Sense for an amazing hands-free harvest. It'll be equipped with the all-new 608C Stockmaster Chopping Cornhead. Join the Red Cloud Samuelson Equipment Company staff as they start the harvest run and work through Franklin and Webster counties. Stop in for lunch and take a seat in the ultimate harvesting experience. Samuelson Equipment Company, your fourth-generation John Deere dealer in Red Cloud.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Only Desi Komacher could stop herself. Her attempt at 6 aces in a row falls short. Into the net it goes. Good timeout called by the Red Cloud Warriors, 13-8. And the Warriors come right back with an ace of their own from Brittany Lewis. So don't count Red Cloud out yet. Brittany Lewis with a nice running jump serve, drops it in. This one's going to be picked up by Marky Coffey on the right side. Hard shot from Jordan Atwater. Drops for the Bobcats, 14-9. Taylor Ghost steps back out. Taylor Neiman comes back. Service from Jordan Atwater. Warriors send over a free ball, barely covered by the Bobcats on the right side. Hard shot. Good block by Michaela Kuchera. We're going to get, I saw four hits, but I'm pretty sure there was a block in there somewhere. Regardless, point belongs to Red Cloud, who have now cut this lead to 4. Hard shot goes out of bounds or goes off the block. Alyssa Willicott gets the point for the Bobcats, who've now built the lead back to 5, 15-10. Bobcats took the first set, 25-15. It's now 15-10. Bobcats load up. Good push. Good spot by Madison Coffey. That is court awareness. She saw the back row was empty for the Red Cloud Warriors and put it in the right place. Madison Coffey stretches the lead, 16-10. Service into the net from Madison Coffey. Now 16-11. Warriors with the service and Michaela Kuchera as Morgan Long enters the contest for Red Cloud. It's a 5-point deficit for the Warriors. Kuchera sends it over, picked up by Kristen Libero. Komacher. Return shot goes off the hands of Kuchera, and the Bobcats will get the service back along with it. A 6-point lead, 17-11 is our score. Warriors still hustling out there, but the Bobcats are trying to get this lead going. Off the net. That's a serve. You can't diagram that play. Marky Coffey wanted to drop it in front. Saw something and got it off the net and gets the point at the 7-point Bobcat lead. In the middle now. Warriors trying to let it go. Off the block. Great shot by Caitlin Schreiner. Partially blocked by the Bobcats. Red Cloud will get the point, down by 6, 18-12. Schreiner to serve for Red Cloud. Hard serve. Kristen Komacher gets it, kept alive by Desi Komacher. Sent over free ball from Maggie Coffey on the right side. Warriors launch it from Taylor Neiman. Out of bounds it goes. Bobcats will get it. Morgan Ockingay will come back in to serve for Blue Hill. Bobcats up by 7, 19-12. Ockingay lets it fly, picked up by Caster. On the left side, hard shot, drops in, Brittany Lewis. Gets a good touch on the ball, drops it in. Red Cloud back with the service, down by 6, 19-13. Lewis, or check that, Neiman with the serve. Confusion in the back row for the Bobcats. Blue Hill will recover. Hard shot, Christian Komacher there to field it from long off the block, going up for it. Desi Komacher thundered one. And it goes down. Blue Hill will get it back. That's her 10th kill on the night, or on the match, rather, for Desi Komacher. In the middle, hard shot picked up from Lewis. Hear the thud. Know that Desi Komacher's there. Off the block, the point will belong to Red Cloud, however. It's still a six-point lead, but it is 20-14. And the new Titans around Red Cloud, they're going to have to get a good rally going here. Emma Bohr charged with service. On the left side, hard shot. Madison Coffey through the block, gets the point for Blue Hill. 21-14. Bobcats up by a touchdown. Desi Komacher from the right side. Lets it fly. Floats one in. Spins off the back. There to cover it are the Warriors. Sent over with a free ball. Quick set, quicker return by Brittany Lewis of the Warriors. Maggie Coffey thought she saw something. Made a quick set over to the Red Cloud Warriors side. But Lewis was quicker and drops it in. 21-15, six-point lead. Service, jump serve from Brittany Lewis goes into the net. Bobcats inching closer to sweeping Red Cloud tonight. 22-15 is our score. Jordan Atwater to serve. Jump serve. On the left side, hard shot. Good block by the Bobcats. Going up for it with Schreiner. Bobcats now trying to load up on the left side. Hard shot off the block from Marky Coffey. Warriors turn on the left side. Cuchero was there, partially blocked. Warriors scramble. They're not going to get to it. Bobcats will get the point, 23-15. Jordan Atwater continues the serve. High jump serve. Into the net it goes. Warriors get a break. 23-16, back to serve for Red Cloud. Time running out. Hunter Bailey, the 5'5 sophomore, winds up, drops it over just over the net. Bobcats clear it on the left side. Hard shot, drops in, yes. And I'm thinking it was Atwater. Check that. It was Willicott, actually. Alyssa Willicott got the shot. Service game set, match point right here. Coffey with the serve. Bobcats try to regroup on the left side. Maggie Coffey. No, it's not going to go. Red Cloud will get the service back. Marky Coffey launched it out of bounds. Michaela Kuchera to serve. Morgan Long back in the ballgame for Red Cloud. Still match point 24-17. Kuchera serve. Handled by Maggie Coffey in the middle. Alyssa Willicott tries to get it blocked, launched out of bounds. This ball game is over. Blue Hill comes out on top, 25-17. Easy work for Blue Hill on the night when we expected a closer ball game. 25-17, Bobcats come out on top. We'll take a quick break, come back with our Sylvan Learning Center post-game show. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Gangwish Seed Farm Supply in Shelton wishes the Shelton Bulldogs the best of luck this year. You worked hard to make the team, so play hard and have fun. A proud sponsor of today's game, Gangwish Seed Farm Incorporated in Shelton. Good luck, Bulldogs.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624. Red Cloud Grain proudly supports high school athletics. Visit redcloudgrain.com for up-to-the-minute cash prices on grain. Red Cloud Grain wishes everyone a safe and prosperous harvest.
Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed.
Jared's Auto Expert knows that nothing runs better than a finely tuned engine. Likewise, the Red Cloud Lady Warrior sports teams are geared up this season. This broadcast has been made possible in part by Jared's Auto Experts, supporting the Red Cloud academic and athletics programs.
Blue Hill Care Center is a skilled nursing and rehabilitation facility featuring 24-hour skilled nursing care. They offer an Alzheimer's care unit, physical, occupational, and speech therapy. They're Medicare and Medicaid certified with private and semi-private rooms, recreational activities, and special diet and nutritional support programs. For short or long-term care, see all that Blue Hill Care Center has to offer. Serving the community, meeting health care needs. Blue Hill Care Center, 414 North Wilson in Blue Hill. Call 756-2080.
Trust Red Baron Crop Dusting for all your aerial crop application needs. Spraying chemicals and dusting seeds help your crops grow into healthy produce. Red Baron Crop Dusting supports the Lady Warriors athletes. Good luck, Warriors.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Great views of the world come in many shapes and sizes. Visit Century Lumber in Blue Hill and you'll see just how many. With expert knowledge, experienced staff, and large selection of Marvin windows and doors, you'll surely find the item that fits your budget and style. Just bring in your ideas, then let them lead you from product selection to choosing materials to installation. With Century Lumber in Blue Hill and Marvin, you can't go wrong. So browse the showroom today and think of the possibilities. Century Lumber and Hardware in Blue Hill.
Marvin Window Truckload Sale going on now.
This is the Sylvan Postgame Show on The Breeze 94.5, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Centers.
Help your child get headed in the right direction this school year. The Sylvan team will take the time to develop a personalized program that will achieve lifelong success for your child. Whether it's building core academic skills and filling in the gaps, improving study habits, getting them prepared for college, or providing focused help in one subject, Sylvan can help. To learn more, call Sylvan today at 1-800-EDUCATE or visit us on the web at www.educate.com.
Now, let's go back for a recap of tonight.
Welcome back to Red Cloud one more time. Rob Hoffman, Tyson Nirvana with you on the Sylvan Learning Center post-game show, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center, 1-888-EDUCATE. And Blue Hill Bobcats teaming up with Shelton to ruin the Red Cloud Triangular for the Warriors. Warriors come out on the bottom of two tough matches. But in this last one that just completed, the Bobcats dispatched the Warriors pretty handily, 25-15, 25-17, and that answered a lot of questions.
It really did, Rob. Blue Hill, they bounced back after losing a heartbreaker to Shelton. They come back and, you know, Desi Komitzer played phenomenal tonight. She had 10 kills, and she ran off that string of 5 aces in a row. It was absolutely incredible. And like you said, she was the only one that could stop herself in that when she served one back into the net. She played phenomenal tonight. Red Cloud, they just came out flat. They made a lot of mistakes in that second game against Blue Hill. A lot of errors, a lot of balls back into the net. And defensively, they just didn't look to ever have their feet set. They never looked ready for any ball that was coming in from Blue Hill. And
they didn't do a lot of scrambling.
They did. They were scrambling, and they really looked like they were struggling tonight, Rob.
Exactly. And Blue Hill on the other side looked pretty good. It looked like they were trying some new things, trying to get, I don't know if people were out of position or what. It looked like they were trying some new things. But something that I wanted to touch on also that you had mentioned earlier that I thought was pretty phenomenal when you're listening for it, when Desi Komatsu hits the ball, it has a different sound.
Yeah.
Everyone else can hit that ball, but when Desi Komatsu hit it, it made a different sound. I mean, I don't know what she's doing or what she's got, but clearly she had a very heavy serve, too, because the Warriors were having a hard time. Even when it wasn't an ace, they still were paying for it when they were trying to field that shot from Desi.
She's a Blue Hill senior, and she's put a lot of work into her game this offseason. And she's just continuing. She pounds the ball. She plays excellent volleyball. And yeah, you're right. When she hits it, you know it. And I would not want to be on the receiving side trying
Absolutely
to field the ball
not.
Like that.
But you know what I like, though? She's trying to make the most out of her senior year. And that's a pretty positive thing. That sets up a good ball game. And hats off to Red Cloud, too. I mean, they clearly have a little bit of work to do.
They have a little bit of work. There's
some sparks in there.
Yeah, they have a little bit of work to do, but you got to remember, this is a young Red Cloud ball club, and this is a team that's going to be returning four seniors next year. They got four juniors. They have, looking down the list, four sophomores and three freshmen on the starting varsity lineup. So this is a team that's going to be returning a lot. They're going to be getting plenty of experience. So look for Red Cloud to make a run here in the near future.
Absolutely. Okay, we want to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the stats, the individual players that we saw out here tonight, and see if we can break this whole triangular down here a little bit and see where these teams stand up. You're listening to the Sylvan Learning Center post-game show, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center, 1-888-EDUCATE, high school volleyball, on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
LifeQuest at Bellamy is a full-service assisted living transition facility. A friendly, professional 24-hour staff takes care of all the needs and concerns of the residents, including three meals a day, medication assistance, and activity programs teaching life skill enrichment for people with mental problems and brain injuries. LifeQuest at Bellamy is totally committed to its residents. Medicaid is accepted. For more information, call Bellamy at 756-4750. Good luck, Bobcats, from Lori, the staff, and residents at LifeQuest.
Since 1908, Williams Funeral Home has been serving the people of South Central Nebraska and North Central Kansas with a tradition of service. Three locations in Red Cloud, Superior, and Edgar, proudly supporting local high school athletics.
Gangwish Seed Farm Supply in Shelton wishes the Shelton Bulldogs the best of luck this year. You worked hard to make the team, so play hard and have fun. A proud sponsor of today's game, Gangwish Seed Farm Incorporated in Shelton. Good luck, Bulldogs.
South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including checking, savings, and IRA accounts. Also, personal and auto loans, internet banking, and bill pay. South Central State Bank also has financing for your agricultural needs. South Central State Bank gives its full support to the Blue Hill Bobcats. South Central State Bank, the one place to go. Member FDIC, online at southcentralstate.com.
This fall, look for Samuelson Equipment Company's Harvest Demo on a farm near you. Front and center will be the John Deere 9770 STS Combine with AutoTrac Row Sense for an amazing hands-free harvest. It will be equipped with the all-new 608C Stockmaster Chopping Corn Head. Join the Red Cloud Samuelson Equipment Company staff as they start the harvest run and work through Franklin and Webster counties. Stop in for lunch and take a seat in the ultimate harvesting experience. Samuelson Equipment Company, your fourth-generation John Deere dealer in Red Cloud.
Another school year is just beginning. For the past 30 years, Sylvan Learning Center has helped students return to school with the academic skills and confidence to perform successfully in the classroom. Sylvan has helped over 2 million students during the past 30 years by treating each child individually with unique and specific academic needs. Give your child a jump start on the school year. Call Sylvan today at 1-800-EDUCATE. Celebrate our 30th anniversary by receiving 30 hours free with qualifying purchase. Call 1-800-EDUCATE for further details.
The Breeze, 94.5.
One more time, welcome back to Red Cloud. We just wrapped up the Red Cloud Triangular. Rob Osmond, Tyson Urbanek with you, and we just saw Shelton walk away with the first two matches of the night, handling Red Cloud and then Blue Hill in three sets. And then our third match of the night that just wrapped up, the Blue Hill Bobcats come out on top of Red Cloud to ruin the Triangular for Red Cloud. Still a good learning experience for the Warriors. Tyson's got some individual numbers for us to tell us why we got here.
Yeah, in that first game, it was clearly Shelton in the middle, on the front lines there with Lindsey Hahn. She had four kills, and then Rouse as well. She had four kills, three blocks for Rouse, and Rouse had another good game against Blue Hill. She had a couple blocks here. We got four blocks there, another five kills, and an ace. So Rouse had a good night for Shelton. Meyer came along in that second set or that second game against Blue Hill, but really the thing that Shelton impressed me the most with tonight, and I think it's why, and we touched on it earlier, it's why they're in a 13-1 ball club, is because they have the ability to change their team, to kind of change the focus on how they play, how their offense looks.
Totally different look. Exactly.
And they did it, like we said, it was very impressive in 16 minutes to change the Blue Hill team that they played from being a middle team to an outside-hitting team, and they just looked really impressive tonight. On the Blue Hill side of things, we learned a big name tonight, and that's Desi Komacher.
Yep.
Phenomenal game. She had 10 kills in the game against Shelton, 10 kills in the game against Red Cloud. She had six aces overall in the night and one block. So she had a phenomenal game. Excuse me, she had 13 kills in the game against Shelton. So, but a phenomenal game for her. Wilcott, she was relied upon in the Shelton game a little bit. Blue Hill is a little bit more in the middle. And so she was relied upon there. She had eight kills. But then, Desi Komacher just really took over that game against Red Cloud. And Wilcott was held to three kills. And Atwater stepped up big there in that second game for Blue Hill. She had six kills on the night. Lewis, I think, by far, is the name that stuck out to me most for Red Cloud. She played good tonight. She had two kills in the first game against Shelton and five kills in that second game against Blue Hill. So, Red Cloud, they're building their way up. And I think we're going to see this Red Cloud team continue to be impressive. Because remember, Brittany Lewis is only a junior. So she'll be back next year as a senior. She'll be able to play with junior at that time, Hunter Bailey. Neiman will be a senior. And Neiman had some wrist problems. Now you could definitely tell it was bothering her.
Yeah, it was pretty tender.
During a tight timeout, she had to get retaped, and you could just tell when she was hitting the ball, she wasn't really putting all of her might into it, and you could tell it was bothering her. So once she gets healthy, I think a Red Cloud team we can see definitely better things from them. Kuchera, I was a little bit surprised, didn't really step up. She's a 2-year starter, third year letterman from the outside.
She had some sparks.
She had sparks, but.
Yeah. Consistency wasn't there tonight.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Okay, well, that's going to wrap things up for our Sylvan Learning Center post-game show brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center, 188-EDUCATE. Before we wrap things up on the night, I do want to set the stage for tomorrow because high school sports continues on our Flat River Radio group, and I'll let you know what's going on all around the area on our family of stations coming up. We're going to have, of course, we're going to kick things off on KHAS with our Pigskin Preview. 6 o'clock?
Six o'clock start there, yeah.
You'll be there?
I will be in studio.
You'll be in the studio. Mike will be handling McCook at Hastings High. A kickoff will be at 7 o'clock again. Pigskin Preview starts at 6 o'clock on KHAS, 1230 a.m. Over on 1550 KICS, it'll be Fillmore Central at St. Cecilia. Blaine Bulis with the call there. Pre-game 6:45, kickoff at 7. The game right here on the Breeze with Craig Eckert and myself. Kennesaw at Silver Lake, just down the road here in Bladen. Kickoff, our pregame rather, starts at 6:30. Kickoff at 7 o'clock. That's our game of the week on the Breeze right here, 94.5 FM. And real quick, let me take a quick peek at what's going on in our Western Division. I like the way that sounds, the Western Division. On 1460 AM, it'll be Cambridge at Kearney Catholic. Pregame there at 6:30. Kickoff at 7 o'clock. I think Randy Bushcutt is going to be calling that one. As far as KKPR, classic hits, Doug Duda and Tony Davis, Pleasanton at Hampton. Oh, that's going to be a great game. Pleasanton and Hampton, pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7 o'clock. So great football, great high school football coming your way tomorrow. I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight for the Red Cloud Triangular, Rob Oslin, Tyson Urbanek. Thanks to all of our sponsors, too, for making these games possible. And a big thanks to our board operator, Steph, producing back in the studio. Thanks so much, Steph, for hanging in there with us as we've had a lot of volleyball tonight. It's always fun to get out and do some of these triangulars and do that. So, Rob Osmond, Tyson Urbanek, thanks so much for listening. And we'll catch you tomorrow night with our high school football game of the week on the Breeze 94.5. We'll toss things back to music. Thanks once again. So long from Red Cloud. Your local